Oh, hey, you made it. Yeah, I was not expecting you to show up. I thought your girlfriend would come with you. Oh, she had something to do. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, come here. Sorry, I was just watching my dad make some food. You know how he is, obsessed with his grill, as always. Yeah, they're visiting for a while. Well, ever since I came back, they wanted to visit me at my own place, so yeah, they decided to get together and do a little barbecue, so you're obviously invited. You know, you're part of the family, as always. My mom was asking about you. Yeah, I swear she wouldn't leave me alone. No, she. Well, she's always wanted us to be a thing, you know that. But I told her that you have a girlfriend, and she gave up, finally, after years and years. Yeah, so, how have things been between you guys since last time? Yeah, I know it was a little bit weird, but, well, you guys made up, so everything seemed really good. Oh, you fought again. I swear you guys are always fighting. Well, what did you fight about this time? What? Oh. So, you think she has Tinder? That's absurd. Why the hell would she have Tinder? I mean, she's with you. You guys are in a happy relationship together. Did you see it on her phone or something? Oh. That's weird. So, what you're telling me is I went through a fake double date for no reason? Do you know how hard that was? Yeah, I know you didn't ask for it, but still, I felt bad. Because she was all jealous of me. And I didn't want to ruin you guys' relationship, so. I just wanted to help. Yeah, I guess. And I thought you guys would be good by now. I thought you'd be solid. Yeah, she still should have came with you. I mean, I invited both of you guys. Don't get me wrong, I'm so happy that you're here, but I don't know, I just don't like when you're all upset. And I feel like this relationship is taking a toll on you. Sorry, I'm not trying to make myself seem like I know what I'm saying and all that, but I don't know, that's just how I feel, you know? Yeah. Anyways, look at this. My dad made some really good sausage. Try it out. Hey, don't even. Just open your mouth. I got you. Yeah. Take a bite. What do you think? It's good, isn't it? I swear he's so good with the stuff. Hey, Dad. Look at him all excited. Seriously, I'm happy that you showed up. Even if you're going through some rough relationship issues right now, it means a lot that you're still spending time with me. Yeah, come on here. Let's go sit by the bench. God, I've been taking care of these kids all day. I swear. My sister needs to stop birthing kids. Well, I've always been okay with kids, but I don't know if I ever want my own. Do you? You do? Huh. It's pretty shocking, actually. Well, no, not like that. I just mean I don't know if I can envision you as a dad. It's weird to think about. We literally grew up together. We were kids ourselves. So to think of you as a kid is, or not a kid, I mean, a father. It's weird, you know? But I'm sure that you would be a great father. Yeah, I mean, you seem pretty okay with the kiss, too. They're all surrounding you. What? You saw me on a date with someone? Don't be crazy. Okay. Yeah, I might have went out with somebody, but... Well, it didn't really work out. I'm still very much single. I don't know, he was weird. He talked a lot about things that weren't really turning me on. Well, you know how I am. I'm very sarcastic and back and forth, and he just wasn't really giving that same energy. Not to mention, he made me pay for dinner, which usually, you know, I have no problem paying for dinner, but not on the first date. Yeah, I was like, what the heck? I felt like I was out on a date with, like, a friend or something. A very distant friend. Oh, you're sweet. You think I can get anyone I want? If that's the case, then I would have the person that I want by now. I didn't say anything. Okay, yeah, I might have. I mean, I do like someone, but I don't know if that person likes me, and... You know, I've tried to show them that I like them. I've done everything I can, but the problem is that person is unavailable right now. And I think they see me as a sister. Which sucks. But I don't know, I guess because of this one person, I haven't been able to develop feelings for anyone else. And I've just shut everyone else out. Even though I've tried to put myself out there. And I've tried to move on. And I've tried to tell this person that I like them. But I just don't think they like me back. And I don't want to ruin my friendship with them. Potentially make them hate me forever. Sorry, I'm rambling. God, why'd you have to ask me this question? Why are you looking at me like this? I don't know. Like you know what I'm talking about. You know everything, don't you? Yeah. What? You think that person's you? All right. Say that this person is you. Right? What would I gain out of that other than heartbreak? But by the way, this is hypothetically speaking. Well, I've told you I liked you before. But I also knew that you couldn't reciprocate those feelings because you have a girlfriend and... I've tried everything I can to repair you and your girlfriend's relationship so I don't get in the way and hate myself forever for it, but... Look, what do you want from me? You're always asking me this question, trying to get me to say that I like you, and when I do, I gain nothing out of it. Look, I didn't invite you here so we can try and talk about this again. Seriously, there's just no reason. Because I don't understand the point. You have a girlfriend, right? But she's never ever with you and she treats you horribly. But you stay with her. I mean, what am I supposed to do about that? I've tried to convince you to leave her, but you don't. And once again, I don't want to be the reason that you guys break up. Okay, I don't want to be labeled as a relationship wrecker. I don't, and I don't want to be second option either. You don't understand what I'm saying. You're really annoying me right now. You know what? Fuck this. I just need to be away from you. Don't follow me. I have to be alone for a while. Hi. Look, I'm sorry for the way I stormed off. What's in your hand? A burger? Thanks. I'm guessing you guys already ate. Yeah, I'm sure my mom had a lot of questions, but... Look, you have to understand. It's just really hard for me to be around you and act like I'm okay with everything. And I feel torn. It sucks because I don't know what we are. I don't know if my feelings for you are ever going to disappear, and I don't want to end up heartbroken, okay? You can't sit there and tell me that I can get anybody I want and then not want me. Clearly, I can't, okay? And I have already pushed you away enough. We've been away from each other for a while. I don't think I want to be away from you any longer. So, I don't really know what I'm trying to say, but I think I need a break. Just for a few days until I collect my thoughts. I can't be around you, because when I'm around you, I go crazy, and you start talking about your girlfriend, and I get so mad, and I can't tell you that, because it's selfish, and I want to be there for you as a friend, but I can't look past the fact that I love you. It sucks, but I really do love you, and I know that I can treat you a lot better than she can. I would go with you to barbecue. I would go with you to all these things. You know that. I'd always be with you. No, I'm not crying. I hope you can understand. But I just don't think that What are you doing? No, you're not supposed to be kissing me. You have a girlfriend, for fuck's sake. You're doing the opposite of leaving me alone right now. You are literally confusing me. What? You love me too? Do you mean that? Please tell me you mean that. What are we doing? No, I stand by everything I said. I promise. I know that I want to be with you and I want to treat you better than anyone else. You just... I can't do it when you're in a relationship. You have to understand. You're going to break up with her? Are you sure? I don't want you to do something and regret it. You don't love her like you love me. God, I shouldn't be happy about this, but I really am. I've wanted this for the longest time, and God, I feel like it's not happening. I feel like it's not real. Squeeze my hand. Ow, not that hard. Okay. I believe you and I trust you. But until you fully and officially break up with her. Nothing can happen between us, okay? I love you too. And again, I'm sorry for how I stormed off on you. I just didn't really want to be the cause of a breakup, and I don't want to be labeled a cheater either, so. I know you don't. But you think your own girlfriend's cheating on you, right? I mean, I don't know. She could be. She should be with you right now. But you're saying that she's barely even tried to make time for you. That's not what a girlfriend should do. You feel like your feelings have faded for a while. Okay, well, if that's how you feel, then I get that. And if you need some time to recollect your thoughts, I get that as well. I'll give you all the time you need. You know this. Perfect. I think we should go back downstairs because my mom is going to kill me. But she probably got happy to see you run off after me, didn't she? Yeah. Thank you for being here. I was honestly waiting for you to show up. I love spending time with you, you know that. Just one more kiss. A little one. All right. Let's go.